You've heard a lot about the problems in Darfur, the area of Western Sudan, where hundreds of thousands of people have been killed. Well, in the southern part of the country, a potentially larger crisis looms. NPR's Gwen Tompkins joins us from Nairobi, Kenya. Hi, Gwen.
Hi, Madeline.
Gwen, what's going on? I understand there are talks going on right now between the north and the south and Sudan trying to save this fragile peace agreement.
That's exactly right, Madeline. The unity government of Sudan that was forged between northern and southern leaders after a more than 20-year civil war is in trouble. That's because southern leaders have staged a walkout, which means that their landmark comprehensive peace agreement is not working. Today in Khartoum, there was a meeting between President Omar al-Bashir and Riek Machar, who was a former rebel and also one of the vice presidents of southern Sudan. The meeting lasted about 30 minutes. It's over now. Neither side cared to comment on what transpired. But the truth is that Machar is one of the few former rebels left in Khartoum because most of the other former rebels have been called back to southern Sudan. Both sides are saying that they want to avoid war, and yet both sides appear to be preparing for just that. And now we're hearing reports that Egypt is going to become involved, that Egypt is going to send some of its top ministers to mediate between north and south.
So the stakes seem particularly high. Tell us, why are the southern rebel leaders, why are they leaving this coalition government? Why are they so upset?
Well, you know, the comprehensive peace agreement that the southern rebels signed with the northern leaders of the Khartoum-led government, this agreement was supposed to set in motion all sorts of tenets that would improve the relations between the two regions. For instance, this national unity government was going to be a shared government between the two sides. It was supposed to help resolve contested borders between north and south. Northern soldiers were supposed to leave the south. And the north and south were supposed to share oil revenue equitably. Now, very little of this has happened in the 2 years since the agreement, and the southern leaders are concerned that it's not going to happen unless some drastic step is taken, and which is presumably why they walked out of the government late last week. They're saying that they're not going to return, they're not going to participate in the government until northern leaders, until President Bashir, as well as other leaders from Khartoum, are going to allow them to share more in decision-making in the government and to actually have some control over which southern leaders hold which positions in government.
So you're saying that both sides are preparing for war. Could this overshadow what's going on in Darfur? Could it be even worse in terms of the effects on the population?
It could, actually. It could. It's important to remember that, you know, Darfur is a significant humanitarian crisis, and many there say now that there's a civil war going on in Darfur. More than 200,000 people have been killed. More than a million people have been displaced over the past 4.5 years or so. But think about the civil war between North and South. This is enormous. That war went on for more than 20 years. 2 million people died in that war, and more than 4 million people were displaced. So any resumption of war between North and South would likely be catastrophic for the country, and it certainly would be construed as an effort by the South to recede completely from Sudan and to create its own state. Southern Sudan right now is a semi-autonomous region, and they're supposed to vote in 2011 on whether they wanted to stick with Sudan. But if tensions increase, if people start taking up arms at this point, then that referendum will be moved.
NPR's Gwen Tompkins speaking to us from Nairobi, Kenya. Thank you, Gwen.
Thank you, Madeline.